Welcome back to the Weekender here on Y95, on site at Mariner Center for the second ever Ryan Graves Hockey School. The first one since 2019, of course, because of the pandemic, but Ryan is back now, fresh off a very successful season, his first with the New Jersey Devils, and fresh off a very successful World Hockey Championship with Team Canada, here with under 9, under 11, and under 13 levels, teaching them the aspects of the game. So Ryan, first of all, welcome home. Congratulations on a fantastic season.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to get home. This is a good excuse to make a week of it. So it's a nice reason to come home. It's a good event. It's well done this year, especially. We've got a lot more staff and some of the right people that have really taken the reins on it. So it's been great. It's been a really team effort to get this thing organized and up and running. And I think it's been so far so good. And I think the kids are having a lot of fun.
Yeah, the first year you had a couple of players with you. Allie Monroe, I know she's back this year as well. This year it seems like it's really grown. You have a lot of people involved. I'm digging the shirts, Graves Hockey School, with the lighthouse involved, and a lot of gear for the kids. So just what went behind the planning of this event?
Honestly, there's been a lot of behind the scenes. Tyler Smith has been a major part of it. He and Jared and Jay have really taken it from the vision that I had the first time around, and the first time I did majority of the work myself, and then this time they did majority of the work. So they've really taken it to the next level and making it a full production hockey school that has the right people in the right areas. We have off-ice, we have the right people in for that. We have like off-ice skills with the puck and shooting and the facilities and people to teach that. And the on-ice, there's, I think it's something like an instructor for every four kids or something like that. So everyone's getting the attention they deserve. And it's the ideas that I had originally, but it's put together with more planning and more care and a lot more hands-on.
Yeah, this seems like it's a great experience for the kids. And I think when we talked about this in 2019, you had mentioned being a kid from Yarmouth, you didn't have a chance to learn from an NHL player down here. You had to go away for that, perhaps. So this is something that you're giving to your hometown as the only Yarmouth-born NHLer to ever play in the big leagues.
Yeah, for sure. It was important to me to – I just know what a sacrifice it is for families to travel throughout the year if they play rep hockey and just – how big of a commitment that is with time-wise and financially. So just the luxury of being able to put on a good school where people can stay at home, they can sleep in their own beds, they don't have to stay in a hotel for a week, they don't have to travel for it. I know that'll make things a lot easier on parents. And on top of that, to put together a school that is as good as anything in the Maritimes is really important to me. So it's definitely nice. And I also remember that I was fortunate enough to go to the Jody Shelley Hockey School 1 year or a couple of years. I'm not exactly sure, but I remember that fondly. And it's one of my favorite memories of getting to meet him for the first time and things like that. So I hope that I can create memories for kids that are just like that. I know it's easy to say and easy to do for me, but I hope it makes a lasting impression on a few kids here, and it can be a positive week in their summers.
Yeah, and you must see Jody around the circuit because he's a color commentator with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Do you guys get together, talk about Yarmouth a lot?
Yeah, a little bit. I usually look him up when I'm in Columbus, and I see him after the game. And he was between the glass for one game this year, so it's pretty cool to have that connection with him, and what a positive impact he's had on the community here as well. So he's a great guy and someone that he kind of led the way for myself, and he had the hockey school originally, and I'm happy to be able to do something similar.
Definitely. And we talked about some of the coaches you have here. Allie Monroe is now a pro hockey player in the NWHL. You have Matt Barron, longtime Yarmouth Mariner, now in U Sports. You have Luke Woodworth, who's a Drummondville Voltigeur in the Q. A lot of big names here helping out the kids, too.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we kind of put it out there to people that obviously Allie was one of our first calls. She was one of my first calls last year or last time around we did this. I think it's really important for her to be here. We have a lot of female participants in the camp this year, and I think it's really cool for them to see Allie and that she plays professional. She grew up in Yarmouth. Her family's here. So it shows them that, yes, they're female, but that they can stay in hockey as long as they want to. They can play professionally. So she's a great role model. So it's really, really important to have her here. And like you said, yeah, we have other people that it's awesome they came down. it's a huge commitment by them as well. Yeah, Woodworth's here and Chisholm and there's a few others that are here. Ryan plays in Penticton. He's committed to play at the University of Maine. There's some great people that are here. Like you said, Matt, and there's some local guys that play for the Mariners that are kind of helping out as well. So it's really good to have the right people around and just an overall effort that they, yes, they can meet me and they can meet an NHL player, but they can also meet people that are on their way to doing the same thing. So it's been great.
And just a few years ago, you were a guy that was on your way to being an NHL player. And last time we spoke, I think at this camp, you had yet to be, you know, on a full season. You were still finding your way with Colorado. And these last 3 years have been incredible for you. When you look back and on that experience, I know there's a lot of different moments that pop out in your head. But since you last hosted this hockey school, just what's the journey been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, honestly, it's awesome. Every step of the way is great. I'm so fortunate to be able to do it. The transition to Jersey has been, it's an adjustment when you get traded. You're in a new city, things like that. But it's been good. It's been great to be closer to home. A similar time zone to the Maritimes again, which has been great for family, watching games, and a lot easier to get home and to stay in touch with family without the big time change has been honestly one of the best features of it. So it's been great. I've been really fortunate along my journey, and it's exciting, and I look forward to what's to come.
And with that journey, this year, like you said, you moved to New Jersey, Colorado. They were obviously very good to you. They got you your opportunity. Coming to that Devils team, it's a young team, but I know I looked up the ice time after every game, and you were probably the leader. You and Dougie Hamilton were right up there. So talk about that opportunity they've given you to really grow your game.
Yeah, there's positives in every situation. And going to New Jersey has been great. I've been able to play a bigger role. Without playing behind guys like Makar and Girard and Taze and things like that. So it's been great to be able to play a little bit more and to play a bigger role in the team where it's a young team. So that part has been awesome. I've been able to grow as a player. So it's been a positive experience, meet new people and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been great.
And, you know, this season obviously didn't go the way you wanted as far as playoffs go. But like you said, you're a young team. What's that goal for you guys this year? I know every year it's to get into the playoffs. Do you feel like there's going to be enough steps taken for the Devils to make that next step?
I mean, we're trending in the right direction. It's really hard to make the playoffs in NHL. Those top teams are so good. And to win on a consistent basis in that league is really tough. So we're making strides in the right direction. And our goal is playoffs. So if we don't get there, it'll be a disappointment again. So I know we weren't happy with how we finished the year off in the standings, but we're going to make strides to be better next year and hopefully push for a playoff spot.
And I know you have a lot of friends over on the Avalanche. Were you keeping in contact with them during their run and their run to the Stanley Cup?
A little bit early, but then once they get into the final couple of rounds, you kind of leave guys be. And I know how intense it is and how much pressure they're under. So I'm happy for those guys. There's some guys in that team that have been there a long time and have really put in the work and been through some tough years there where they weren't very good. So I'm really happy for some guys in that team that really deserve to win. So it sucks in the timing of it. But like I said, I've got some close friends on that team, so I'm happy for them.
And your journey didn't end, though, at the end of the regular season. Did you know that Canada was watching you and recruiting you perhaps for the World Hockey Championship?
I mean, you never know who's watching. It was an awesome call to get. You never think the opportunity is going to come to wear the Maple Leaf with how deep Canada is with hockey players. So when that call came, I was an immediate yes. I was so excited to go. So it was a great experience for me. I didn't know what to expect going in, but Hockey Canada really does it right over there. And it was a lot of fun. They let the players really have fun with the experience. And then obviously winning is the first priority, but I think a close second is having fun. So it was a great experience for me. You get to play with players that also had seasons where they didn't make the playoffs, and you get to go and you get to win and play on a good team, and it's a good experience. So I was very lucky, and it's something that I'll cherish the rest of my life, I think.
And not only did you play, you were named a top three player for Canada. Just how are you feeling over there? The big ice, did that make a difference for you? Like, what? I mean, amazing performance from you over there.
Honestly, I was just having a blast. It was a lot of fun, and I mean that was an honor for me to receive that award. But I was just trying to play my best and to win games, and when you're having fun, it's a lot easier to play well. So it was just a great experience, and I'm really happy the way it went.
And you had a fellow Nova Scotian there too, and Drake Batherson. He played a big part in that team. And that 4-3 overtime comeback win over Sweden was amazing. Like, what woke you guys up in that third period? It was incredible.
I mean, we felt like we were all over them all game, and we just needed to kind of break the lock. And once we got one through, and then we kind of got another one late, and then another one late, we felt like there was no way we were going to lose that game. So that was exciting. That was so much fun, and that's kind of why you play. And those games are just something that is good. It's a good memory, but it just gives you such a good feeling. It was just pure excitement for us, so that was awesome.
And like you said, I know you didn't come home with the gold, but you'll have that silver medal. You remember that for the rest of your life. That gold medal game was entertaining, and a lot of Canadians were watching that.
For sure. I mean, the silver is an honor. You get to represent your country, and you go there to win a gold, but you want to play for the gold. It's tough to get there. So it was an honor to, and a good accomplishment by our group to even get to the gold medal game. So it's something that I will cherish for the rest of my life, and hopefully I get another opportunity to go there again.
What does the summer look like for you? I know you're back here for a week, but most of the time you spend your time in Prince Edward Island training. How has the off season been?
It's been great. Like you said, I spend it in Prince Edward Island. I've got a group over there that we train with, and then I'm over in Halifax a bit to skate. There's good people in the Maritimes, and the Maritimes is really taking steps in the right direction. And you can see it here with guys from, I know they're not directly from Yarmouth. They have a couple kids from Yarmouth that are a little bit younger that are helping out with the camp, but with Woodworth and Chisholm and Ryan here, it's great to see what's coming out of this end of Nova Scotia, and it kind of shows the steps we're making. So it's always proud. It's always a proud moment for when I can see people coming up and stuff like that. So it's nice. Like you said, in PEI, I've got a good group, and get over to Halifax a bit, and kind of all the Maritime guys all collaborate a little bit throughout it. So it's so enjoyable to be home this summer.
And I know a lot of people had, you know, an Avalanche jersey with 27 on it, but I think they've traded it in for a 33 in red and black. A lot of Graves jerseys going around here in Yarmouth. And I know we talk about it every time, but here, I mean, how proud are you to be from this area, to be you and Jody Shelley being the only guys to represent this end of our province, which often, like you said, you know, you had to travel for things like this. Often in this, you know, this end of the province, we get looked at as, well, they're way down at the end of the world. How does it feel to represent this area?
Yeah, I'm super proud. The community is awesome. They're so it was especially nice when I was younger, and the support when you're playing in the Quebec League, and then you start to make jumps as drafted, and then you play in the American League and things like that, and people follow you, and they didn't stop following the whole journey. And even before the NHL, where it's not as easy to follow, people were keeping tabs on it and things like that. So I'm super proud to be from here, to show that you can make it, even though it's a little bit harder of a journey. And I know that the hockey people around here and Nova Scotia hockey is making strides in the right direction with Major Bantam and trying to do things like that that make it a little bit better development for kids. So that's a step in the right direction, I think. And I think we're going to see more kids come out of this end of Nova Scotia.
Well, it may start here with the Ryan Graves Hockey School. A busy week, I know. And what are some of the things that you have the kids doing? I know it's not just about the on-ice, but it's dry land training, different aspects of it too. And I know Tess is here, the trainer with the Mariners. She's teaching some fitness stuff. So talk a bit about that. What's going into the week?
Yeah, like I said earlier, we've got the right people doing the right thing. So Tess is doing the off-ice. And then Tyler Smith has kind of been the brains behind a lot of the organization. And then I kind of had a hand in the on-ice part of it, of what I thought was important to teach. But we've had the right people here, and like I said, with people like Luke, Will, and Ryan here that that play at a high level, that play in the Quebec League, they're going to play university hockey, and Matt that plays university hockey, and Allie, they can teach things as well. It's not just what I've learned, it's what they bring to the table, and they can make adjustments, and they can talk to kids, and they can teach what they've learned along the way. So like you said, it starts here. It's supposed to be a fun week, but at the same time, it's great to have development, and we have local coaches helping out as well, that they can learn from it and things like that, and they can take the drills that we do and they can use them with their teams during the winter. And just overall, the goal is to help the development here and to have a fun week. But it's going to be a good week. We've got the kids are going bowling one day, and we've got a lunch set up for them one day, and they're outside playing games at least once a day, things like capture the flag and dodgeball, and and tag and things like that. So it's a fun week, and then we make the on ice fun with some games, and then also some learning pieces in there as well. So the best way to learn is to have fun while you're doing it. That's what we're doing here.
And I've heard a rumor that you're a guest judge for Reb Fest coming up this weekend, which hasn't been back here since the hockey school was here. So how much you're looking forward to seeing the Reb trucks pull in?
I haven't been previously, so I'm looking forward to it. And a little hint, I like my ribs a little sweeter. So if you're trying to please one of the judges, that's an easy way to do it. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I haven't been able to do anything like that in the community in a long time, so I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. And finally, you know, looking at Yarmouth, when you're here, what are some go-to spots? What are some go-to things that Ryan Graves has to do when he's home in Yarmouth County?
My first stop is always Lotus Garden to get some egg rolls. And then after that, it's just seeing family and friends. It's great. I don't get to see them a lot anymore, as Charlottetown's pretty far away, and then I'm gone all winter and stuff like that. So it's great to be able to see people and reconnect and do things like that. And you can really just get a chance to relax and to be home for a bit, and that's the best part of it. So it's nice to see people in the community that I don't know as well also, and you kind of see them around. So I just like coming home, and it's refreshing. It's nice.
Yeah, and Charlottetown's like your second home away from home, I guess. And boy, the Islanders had a great run this year to the finals. Jim Halton leading them. Did you get a chance to see what they were doing?
Yeah, I watched them a little bit throughout. I followed them fairly closely over the past couple of years. My girlfriend's brother had played for the team, so I'd always keep tabs on them. And then this year with the run, it's nice to see. I mean, I was proud to play for that team, so I got to go to one game. It ended up being the game they lost in the finals, but it's just great for that organization to get there in the first place. And I know they've been trying for a few years, so they're making steps, and I'm happy for them.
Well, Ryan, I know you're busy this week. Thank you so much for your time. Always great to catch up with you. Sure. Welcome back home, and we'll see you on the ice this year with the Devils again.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Ryan Graves, member of the New Jersey Devils, hosting his hockey school here at Mariner Center this week. The Weekender returns in a moment on Y95.